Trying to get this money for the rent. Cadillac, gas money spent. A whole lot of bitches jumping shit. Y'all never watched that show, Flo?
In my eyes, I see some crazy things in the streets. Got a couple rules trying to get change with me. But I gotta keep my game tight like Kobe on game night. Yeah. That's an explosion. I love that shit.
So that's a true story, though. That's 3-6 Mafia.
For real?
That's 3-6 Mafia song.
Oh, shit.
Would you cheat on your girl?
No.
Wait, hold on. Y'all really want to talk about
that? Whoa.
All right, cool. Next topic. All right, so what we doing? What we doing? Okay. All right, what we doing? How was y'all week?
It was good, man. It was good. How was yours?
A lot of fuck shit. You feel me?
Tuesday was bad. Mm-hmm. But.
You got better?
Yeah.
What happened on Tuesday that made it bad?
My ankle. Uh-huh.
Everybody rolling ankles out here.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it feels good now. Still able to play, so.
How's school?
School's good, man. Got all A's.
I
don't want
to hear nothing about football. Wow. I'm talking about football right now.
I do not want to talk about football.
Depressed.
I do not want to talk about football. Honestly, I hate when people like my fans. They be trying to talk to me about football. I'm like, nigga, like, talk to me.
Y'all think we was going to practice all week and then we was going to come on this and talk about football? Mm-hmm. I would not do that to y'all.
I love you for that, brother.
School's good, man.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't want to talk about
school. School's good. School's
good.
He don't
want to
talk about nothing.
We just want to talk about anything and just sit here in silence.
No.
Yo, flat, my niggas.
No.
Yeah, that shit flat as fuck. That shit is flat, bro.
Look, that bitch is flat.
Your head flat, boy. It's not flat, boy.
Look. Let me remember some shit.
Oh, my God.
All right. The reason it's flat, right, is because how could water just stick on a globe like that?
Gravity.
So you telling me
what?
All right, you're telling me, right? Gravity can't stop us from coming off the ground as if we jump, right? But it can't stop 100. How many fucking gallons of water is in a fucking ocean? Can't just stop that from just falling.
You know how strong the gravitational force of the Earth is?
But we can just jump like that.
But water is not an object that can jump.
Have you seen waves?
Water's not an object.
No, pause.
That's the pause.
Mario.
Pause.
He
just referred to the ocean having gallons of water.
Nigga, how many gallons of water? What's bigger than a gallon? At least. What the fuck am I supposed to be saying right now? Look.
What's bigger than a gallon?
What is? Let me know right now.
Hey Siri, what's bigger than a gallon?
Do that.
Hey Siri, what's bigger than a gallon?
How do you measure the ocean, though?
Exactly. Now, like, gallon was the biggest fucking metric I could think of.
You could have said anything else.
Yeah.
When you think of the ocean, you don't think of the metric.
You know how big a gallon is, bro?
Nigga, a gallon.
It's just a jar.
Yeah, like, we got a gallon.
That is small compared to the ocean.
But, like, bro, that's the first thing I thought.
That's like millions of gallons. Then.
But how would you measure the ocean? How would you measure
it's
the
like
ocean?
It's like 70% of the Earth.
How would you measure the ocean?
I don't know.
Exactly. So how can y'all get on me if you don't really know?
That latitude, longitude shit.
Because when you measure
how
the
do you
ocean,
measure
bro,
water in the ocean?
Listen, when you measure the ocean, what...
I imagine them using like a tub. So they'd be like, this water.
That's just so retarded.
A big ass tub, like they measuring like tons or some shit.
Tons, nigga?
Water tons.
Water tons?
Yeah.
That's what it just said?
No, he said tons.
Fuck, no. Tons is like weight.
Tons is water.
I'm talking about as in like fucking how much, nigga? Like as in like that, not how much it weighs.
You talking about the depth of the ocean?
No, not the depth.
I'm
not
talking
the
about
depth.
Percentage.
Just how much water.
70%, isn't it?
Huh? Of the earth,
yeah.
70% no, we're talking about like how much water is in
no,
the ocean.
No, like, but like, man, this shit complicated as a bitch.
No, it's not.
It is.
Well, Mario, go start counting, motherfucker. Go take these gallons out there.
1, 2, 3.
Nigga,
tell me how close you get.
You see me at the fucking beach, nigga, I'm going to be sitting right there, my nigga. No, I'm curious.
They gonna shoot
hey,
your
Mario, thank you for getting blowing dog.
They ain't going to shoot him. They went, that's that crazy nigga over there. That's that crazy nigga.
How many gallons?
Is water wet? Let's start this off right now.
Oh, my gosh. No, it's not.
It's not wet?
It's not wet.
wet is a terminology that's applied to us. Like, we're wet. Like, you're wet.
Your hair can get wet. You can dry your hair. You can't dry water.
So, like, if Joe splashed that water on him, he's wet. Well, that's Gatorade, but still, it's the same thing. It's a liquid.
Yeah. Water is not wet.
Water is not wet.
Water is not wet.
Yep.
Yeah. We all agree. Why y'all coming at me? Like, all I have is a question and shit. I'm like, it's wet.
Water and shit. This, yes, man.
Shit. Yeah, you what else I fucking got?
Hold on, what we be talking about?
What do you mean?
Like, when we just be chilling.
Shit, we be talking about
do the fucking conspiracies.
Yeah, I believe in conspiracies.
Do you really?
Yeah, I believe in all types of shit.
So, what conspiracies?
9/11.
Oh, here we go. No.
What? Not that.
No.
Not 9/11?
You believe in conspiracy?
It's not really. It's not a conspiracy.
I think things just
9/11 was a conspiracy.
Mm-mm.
No. They framed Osama. Osama didn't do that shit.
So you feel like they staged that shit whole Twin Towers?
I feel like the whole government is a conspiracy, bro.
What?
Shit, there are too. You never know.
There's a lot of corruption. There is.
There is a lot of corruption.
But look though, this is off the conspiracy topic. But how many times y'all heard about somebody dying in the White House?
Never.
Like, we see the same 20 white people in the courthouse.
Well, Obama was in office. Remember, there's black people in there too.
President.
I mean, we could no. We have the right to. That's right.
But I'm saying, hey, like, how many vote, times you heard about them dying? Like, well, I feel like we got something in there. That
well, does fucking JFK Kennedy count?
Nigga, he was shot while he was riding in a car.
But like, he'd still be in the fucking like.
Lincoln,
he was shot in the
deer.
Hey, I can't even organize my thoughts right now.
JFK, Martin Luther King,
Martin L. King.
All right, bro. Come on. But seriously, though, bro. How? Like, you never heard of nobody dying in the White House.
I mean, it's the world most protected place.
I don't even
the
think
world.
They live in the White House, bro.
I don't even think
they be in the White House.
Well, then they'd be like,
yeah, they'd be somewhere else. They'd be, they live somewhere
so
else.
So just
never, Obama never stayed in DC.
We're never
going
to see another black president, bro.
Yeah.
You think so?
I don't think that. We will.
I feel like it's going to be a woman.
It's going to be a woman.
Black president, though.
A woman. What if it's a black woman?
That's crazy.
Nah, I feel like Michelle should run, bro.
Oh, nah. She needs to stay first. She needs to stay
why,
first.
Why can't
she? She would have a good chance.
She could run.
Women
like,
can't run
she
this.
She could do it. I mean, would I vote for her?
You got something against women?
Why would you vote? Why would you vote for her? Why would you vote for her?
Trying to make
her back.
Why would
Obama? Crazy. Michelle, she probably gonna have the same problem.
You voted for Obama because he was black.
Nigga, I can't vote.
If you had to vote, would you just vote for Obama because he's black?
Yeah, I would.
Why?
Why?
Wow, that's messed up.
So even if someone went up there and was like,
if he sounds completely retarded, nah.
No, like what if he went up there? No, all right,
if he had bad like
bad views,
for, whatever if he yeah bad views and all that, you probably just wouldn't vote.
I probably wouldn't vote.
All right, yeah. All right. So like, let's talk about Carson then. Carson ran with with Trump and with Hillary and them. He was a Republican. He's black, right? Nobody voted for him. Trump got. The runner-up or whatever.
For anybody, Trump was going to win regardless. Mm-hmm. Trump got up there and talked about a wall and all this shit. You got a
and
lot of...
And fucking ISIS talked about like, right. bombing ISIS. I was like, yeah.
On this planet, you got a lot of ignorant people. And you go up there and say some ignorant shit, you're going to get some ignorant votes.
Yeah,
that's true.
I truly believe that. Like, you go up there and say some shit somebody else want to say on national TV, you're going to get votes. He went up there and said, oh, I'm going to build a wall. They're like, hey, this motherfucker crazy. I'm going to vote for him just because he's talking crazy. I'm going to hear some more crazy shit.
Well, we need to be voting in, like, the senator shit.
People watch
not
TV
the,
to
not
talk
the
shit. They don't watch
shit.
TV to get educated.
Our vote doesn't count. It's the senator stuff.
Oh, yeah, I see what
you know what I'm talking about?
You have to have
we control
House of Delegates and all that extra shit.
We could control the
Me
senator.
Me, personally, I think they
the
should sweep the White House. They should sweep the White House and put some young people in there. Old motherfuckers don't know shit.
Well, that's
they only know the old
that's
shit.
They up in there because
they're supposed to know shit. That's why.
Old people, listen.
Hey, you be
that's a topic to talk about. Old people, they know some shit, but this new shit that's going on, they don't know that shit.
Yeah,
they don't.
I see what you're saying.
You be into politics like that?
No.
Well, you can discuss it, though. I'm about to stop talking because I'm not in politics. I don't be knowing that shit.
Yeah, I'm
kind of. All right, let's lighten up.
The way I look at politics, none of that shit affects me anyway.
I can't even function right now. Yeah.
Why not?
CTE, bro.
No, it's not that.
Chill out.
Hey, look. We're not
talking about football.
All right. Is cereal considered a soup?
Breakfast soup?
Is it considered a soup? Yes or no?
No.
No, it's a breakfast.
It's a breakfast. No, cereal is its own thing.
Yeah. No, but like, what is the characteristics of a soup?
Wet.
Liquidy.
Broth.
Huh?
Broth. It's liquidy. And it has like some
cereal texture. Is liquidy.
Yeah.
It has
soup. It was hot. Cereal is not hot.
You can heat up cereal.
What human heats up cereal?
You can heat it up.
So you had hot cereal before?
You ate hot cereal?
Oh, about this.
I had hot milk before.
Now.
Okay. Hey, yeah, hot milk when you was a baby.
Hot milk and cookies.
If we ate cereal warm, maybe I would be
shocked.
But
this thing is overweight eating hot milk and cookies.
So if we heat up that cereal at that point, would it be considered a soup, yes or no?
If we heated it up and that's how we ate cereal, yes, I would consider it. Okay. I would consider it soup. But
listen,
we eat cereal as cereal.
Listen, if you would have said oatmeal, nigga, I would have been like, all right. You talking about
oatmeal soup? Is a whole different
that's
animal.
Cereal.
That's why the
whole discussion.
That's
the
soggy cereal.
I can't be fucking
oatmeal
like that.
Oatmeal not soup. I don't even agree with this. My bad. I'm just saying.
The devil's. But when you bring up something, you gotta state your point. Because when you bring it up, we already think you're against it.
Wait, hold on. You think cereal's a soup?
Huh?
No. How about oatmeal? Is that a soup?
Oatmeal
is a soggy ass cereal.
Do you think it's a soup?
Nah, I don't consider oatmeal cereal.
Oatmeal
says cereal. It's oats.
I said that
up until like.
Can you eat it on a plate?
About cream and wheat.
Grits?
Yeah.
Cream wheat, I said I didn't like grits up until like a couple months ago. My neighbor made me some grits and shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Put butter on it?
Yes,
Jeez.
Lord.
That's just
try that shit.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Eat that shit in the cab. That shit throw up.
Everything in the cab is throw up.
Right. Hey, yo, that shrimp was good today, though. I ain't going to feed.
Mario.
Here
we go. All right, you got no one for us? All right,
so look.
State your point first before you.
Actually, for this one, I don't have a point.
Is the moon really white or?
So, say that you knew your baby was gonna have Down syndrome,
or some type
of illness. All right, would you abort it?
No. So I don't believe in abortion.
What?
Not the fact that
I'm
gonna
talk about abortion.
Damn, Mario.
Right. I'm getting deep and dark, bro.
Listen. I don't believe in abortion, but I also believe in common sense. You feel me?
Like you can't provide for the child, then don't have it.
Now we all experiencing unprotected sex. We're all taking a risk.
Money.
That's the price we gotta pay with. But like, I feel like you wearing a condom and it slip up, and you have a baby, and you can't provide for that baby.
Just in general.
And that baby can't be happy, and you gotta live paycheck to paycheck. Like you shouldn't bring that. Well, you should bring the baby on earth and give it away.
If you have the ability to have a kid and you go and raise it because that. Like you made that.
Yeah, they'll understand later.
I'm raising my mother. Raise your child. You got sealed up together. You know?
This nigga.
You got another one for us, Mario?
Cute.
Alright,
I got one.
I got one too.
What you got?
Oh, you got it.
Go ahead.
Oh,
you got it. Do you think ginger ale is a soda?
No.
That's a hard one to think about.
No.
Yes.
I think
the
one
characteristic.
I think we talked about this before.
This is not.
No.
Okay.
What's soda is syrup.
Damn, now I want some
ginger. I only drink,
it's literally
I
syrup.
Only drink ginger ale isn't syrup. Sick,
it's,
well,
it's, water, it's carbonated
but
water.
But like, if you're drinking
with,
ginger ale and someone comes up to
ginger,
you, is it a soda?
It's like, it's not a syrup.
I mean, is it a soda?
So that's why it's healthy.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's a soda.
It's healthy for
it's
you.
It's
says ginger in it.
It's fizzy.
And it's like,
soda can.
If it's in the soda aisle, it's a soda.
It's a soda, bro.
It's actually categorized as
a soda. Look like a soda.
But it's out of all the sodas in the world, the healthiest soda for
the world. Look like a Dunkin' Crunch
ginger ale. The worst one is like Coke.
He's
right?
Talking about
Coke.
Hey, you know Coke. All
right, I got one.
You know Coca Cola used to actually have cocaine in it.
Yeah, I think it still do have little traces of Coke.
That should be good as hell.
I don't believe that.
I don't even like Coca Cola. That shit has a nasty ass aftertaste.
Would you rather
like
any
soda that first taste? That should be good as hell.
That's bad.
Would you rather have a gay daughter or gay son?
Doesn't matter to me.
Gay daughter. Everybody say gay daughter. All right.
I just said doesn't matter.
What are you saying? Huh? What are you saying?
I have a gay daughter. But could you handle a gay son?
I'm gonna have to.
It doesn't matter to me if he's gay or gay.
Let's say you
that's
gay.
Still your son.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a pillar of who they are. That doesn't define them.
I'm gonna have to accept him. I'm still
fucked up. Like I couldn't handle a gay son. He'll be my son.
Would you try to get him back to being straight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, if I can't, that's just.
But like honestly, we couldn't do father son shit.
Exactly.
We couldn't go to the beach.
Oh, what? See, now he on some other shit. Like,
listen.
I mean, you can't talk about girls with him, or you like. Let's just
say,
like,
you can say that, but like, you can't say you can't take him to the
beach. You could socialize with him, but it's just like
I'm not socializing with him, bro.
So you can just
like I feel uncomfortable in the house, bro. The nigga downstairs watching some shit on TV. I come downstairs with my shirt off. He like, daddy, like
who's that? Like, what?
Daddy, and I know he like dick. You're crazy.
Pause. Nigga, what?
No, he's saying like he gonna ask his dad for something, like ask him for something, but like he gay, so he gonna be like dad.
Bro, just don't lie to that shit in your house, bro.
But seriously, bro, like how can you talk? Like your son come to you, like you supposed to be there for your kids.
No matter.
Say
what.
you in your little dungeon watching the football game. Your son coming there crying. Dad, I need advice. Dad, I need advice. Chris won't go down on me anymore. Like, how do you answer that? Like,
go talk to your mother.
Yeah, go talk to your mom.
What if the mama ain't around?
Yeah, you got to figure it out, bro.
Yep.
I gotta tell him why his boyfriend
was straight.
Mm-hmm.
You got to deal with that shit if the kid's straight. You got to talk about have conversations like that,
too.
You got to
beat him for him.
I can tell my son everything he didn't know about a female. I can't tell my son how to get your man to suck your dick.
Hey.
Like, how does that work?
That's how you got
to
prepare for it, bro. You
got
to handle that.
Go back to how you get your girlfriend or something to suck your dick.
What you mean how I get my girlfriend to suck my dick? I
was saying, tell him that. Alright, so how I got your mother to suck
your dick. I'm not encouraging him to go get his shit rocked off.
At least he ain't sucking dick.
Huh?
Would you rather him get his dick sucked by a dude or
him
suck off a dude?
He is still sucking dick. Like, it ain't no justification, bro. Like, he's still doing that shit. I would tell my son, like, I would do everything in my power to get my son to like females again.
Bro, I would too.
Me too.
I would too.
But
that's just a fact of it.
I don't even get him a stripper, a hooker, anything. Prostitute.
No, you don't
want to get him fucking.
You don't
want to
put
syphilis
away,
and
yo.
Shit.
Men don't swing.
But look,
ways.
I'm a hypocrite because I want a gay daughter, though.
For real?
Because I can't handle.
You don't want a beautiful princess?
Yeah, I want a beautiful princess that like women.
So you don't want a straight daughter?
Really? Because I can't, like,
a beautiful
we all had girlfriends, and we all had to look our girlfriend's dad in the eye, knowing that we have rammed their daughters. I don't want no little motherfucker come to me, look at me in my face, knowing he fucking my daughter, like, hell no.
You don't try to scare the shit out of him, too, like,
hell yeah, I'll shoot that bitch in his face.
Be clean and done and everything.
Eventually, she's going to have sex, and I'm like,
eventually, no, she won't.
Well, if that nigga's bragging to me, oh, I'm whooping his ass.
He bragging to you by coming to your house, sitting on your couch, your daughter
food.
Fixing him noodles and shit. Where you think that shit come from?
That ain't gonna happen in my house. If they want to have sex, I'll be like, I keep a G with y'all. I'll be like, if y'all niggas want to fuck, y'all can't do it in my house.
You get mad.
If y'all niggas want to fuck, y'all can't do it in my house. Y'all can go to the car and do it. I won't give a fuck. But just don't do it in my house. Like, that nigga not eating my food.
You already sound like a dad.
You got a kid or something?
Corey, what's going on here?
You got baby on the
shit, Corey. Did a dad say that to you before? Like,
he has like flashbacks.
Seriously though, bro.
What other things you don't like?
12 things I don't like. Yeah, just
overall. What's like your pet peeve?
My pet peeve?
Yeah, people who talk too goddamn much.
No, when that's I not get really, that's not really a pet peeve. Yeah. I get interrupted. That shit pisses me off, man. My little cousin does it all the time. Like, or not my little cousin, but my cousin. He'd be like, we'll be talking. I'll say, oh shit. And then he'll like start talking about something else. And I'm like, it pisses me off so much.
No, one of my pet peeves we just conversated about before we got on here. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
What you want? You trying to get back to that?
No? It's a motherfucker that don't keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
I hate
you
that.
You feel me?
Yeah, that too.
Like,
somebody that beat around the bush.
Mm-hmm. Beat around the bush, like.
Just say how it is.
I give people energy, yeah. They give me.
Yeah.
That's what I was telling Bundy.
I don't like mm-hmm.
about situation on field and all that, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, Vickers.
Well, with the coaches and all that. I give them the same energy they give us, like.
Mm-hmm.
I can't give you no more than mm-hmm. you give me, because.
Why?
I feel like you use me. All like these you all me and you just give me half of you. You feel me?
Sure. What's up?
I take that approach to everything now. I take that approach to relationship. I take that approach to my parents. All that. Yeah. Like,
I wrote over here with
if you give me 110 of you and I'm only giving you 50 of me, then it's a problem with me. Like, I got to give you 110 back all or more.
Because you probably feel like if you give first, you'll probably give a whole lot.
Yeah.
That's why you chill out and just wait.
Nah, I just be honest off the back. You know, if he ain't real or she ain't real,
true that.
Deuces.
I'll be straight up,
bro. But, like, my policy is I give people 3 chances. Like,
that's too much.
I know. But I'm a nice person. I'm a forgiving person. So, like, one time, let me give you this situation. One time, this person, they fucked up. I was like, I peeped how they really was acting. I was like, okay. The second time, they really, really fucked up. And I was like, all right, I ain't gonna fuck with this person ever again. But then I was like, nah, I don't want no bad blood. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna give this person his last chance. Never again. I ain't fucking with that person ever.
Wait, what was the situation?
See, why would you even put yourself in that situation? Why? I feel like they would. If a person fucks with you, bro, they won't even fuck up the first time. Bro. Yeah, you feel me? True. Like, when they fuck up the first time, it's like, damn, like, you couldn't hold it down.
Mm-hmm.
You fucked up. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand chances and shit, but
no. Once you fuck up the first time, I'm a forgiving person.
I don't give a fuck. Because they're going to fuck up again, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cause just because you let him back the first time, they're like, damn, I fucked up. He might forgive me again. But look, though, I fuck up again.
I feel like that first time they fuck up could make or break your relationship. Like, because I got friends that fucked up and we tight as shit. Like, we tight as glue. Mm-hmm. I said glue. Damn. But we tight. We real tight. Like, I feel like that first time you really can see somebody's character. You see
a friend? You talking about a friend?
Yeah.
So what a friend got to do to fuck it up with you?
Huh?
Like, what a friend...
Lie.
Like, he can lie, cheat, steal. You can do anything. Anything that's fucked up. Okay. Like, I feel like you know a person who they are when they fuck you over. And if they don't change that and they don't show you, like, they don't try to show you and they doing better and all that and they try to fuck you over again, then they ain't your friend. Like, I done had friends fuck me over that. Try to continue to fuck me over, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You don't give people second chances?
I give people second chances. I don't give people second, third chances. I don't do that. I don't keep going with chances. Like, you fuck me over twice, and it's a wrap for you.
There's
like,
the same.
You shouldn't give people second chances.
Is it fool me once? Nice person. Shame on you.
I know, yeah, that's
twice,
a good
I'm a nice person.
That's a good trick.
I give people benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Wait, what?
He on the phone.
This thing with Bundy.
He's talking
about
the
female
right now.
How you feel
right
about
now?
GCP?
She's like, where you at?
Yeah.
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 Where
you going?
Yeah, I saw that.
I
didn't
even get it.
You didn't get it?
Yo?
Damn.
That was
something
to live
for
you,
buddy.
Damn,
I'm on the radio
station.
So do you get to pick who,
like,
who you're with?
They
just put
you on the radio.
They got to do all that.
Man, what did you say in your essay?
I said mad shit. They did. Like, my teacher, I was like, what should I do my essay? He was just like, brag about yourself. I'm like, all right. And I'm not good at that.
You're not good at it?
Well, me neither.
I so I just told him, like, I'm a shit.
I hate talking about
myself. I stay in the village for my GCP essay. I'm not good at, like, bragging about myself, talking about myself.
Right.
I'm a, like,
you
selfish
change
person.
That about yourself. That's one thing about me. I'm real narcissistic. Yeah, that shit.
Yeah, we learned that shit in psychology.
Narcissistic. Yeah. I'm cocky. Like, because I feel like you.
I don't think
you. I feel like you don't believe in yourself and you don't think you're. I feel like you don't believe in yourself and you don't think yourself is shit, then.
I don't
why do you expect somebody else
no,
to
think
you're
great? No, but I don't agree
break,
with that, though. I don't feel no. Like, I just don't feel. Like, I need to talk about myself.
Yeah.
For me to have college.
Yeah, yeah, that's all it is, bro.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
You don't need to
broadcast your shit.
You don't have to broadcast yourself, but you need to have some some type of swag about yourself. Some
yeah,
type of,
that's there.
Some type of I know who, the, who that's I there. Am. Because we know who we because are, you, that's eventually, how, someday you're going to want somebody to believe in you. You're going to want your kids to believe in you. You're going to want your kids to look up to you. Your kid's not going to look up to you if you never tell them, like, look, this is who you can be. This is who you can be.
What you mean? I don't have to. Oh, yeah. This is, I'm going to show them. I'm in the living flesh.
I'm going to show them.
I'm going to be rich as shit.
Yo, he acting like we said we're not going to flex.
You think you're going to get rich by being quiet? By not telling people you better than them? That's how you think you're going to get rich?
Show them that you're
better than them. Name one rich person named bash somebody thinking they better than them.
They rich and you don't know.
Name one rich person.
But that's a nigga reason, moves
in even look at not Oprah. Violence. Oprah, the nicest lady in the world. But Oprah, like, I can give each and one of them a car, and I'm richer than all y'all. And I, because I read what? I can read more books.
Nigga, she doesn't. She doesn't say violence. I'm giving you a car because I'm richer than
I'm not
you.
Telling you. Just like, people, you can show. Car. You can show. Somebody,
and we're not saying that we won't do
you
that.
You can show somebody you cocky in different ways.
And we choose different ways. Yeah. Niggas, that's what niggas,
I'm saying. Don't just say, I'm going to be quiet, but I'm going to be a billionaire.
Bro, I know you're not.
I could do that shit.
You can't be quiet and be a billionaire.
Yeah, you can.
Yes, you can.
Bro, I mean,
you
got to be my like,
you don't have to go out and buy a fucking Lamborghini. Who's going to pay somebody that don't speak up? Who will pay somebody that don't speak up?
Apparently, I'll pay myself because I'll be the motherfucking boss.
How are you going to be the boss?
What you mean?
You gotta talk to somebody to be the boss.
Yeah, you obviously, just, but you don't gotta be. I'm better than you.
Yeah,
I'm better than you. I'm better than you.
Hey, if Mario's the boss, and I'm trying to be the boss, I can go to him in peace and be like, yo, what's good with you?
No,
let's do what we gotta do. You feel me? And then boom, never speak on that shit again.
One thing I was taught as a little kid, a nigga moves silence, not
sounds like to me, y'all settling for being mediocre.
Come on,
we're not settling for mediocre.
Bro, you sound like to me you settling for being mediocre. I had this conversation with my girl.
Fuck no, I ain't settling.
I had this conversation with my girl. My girl went to this little dance thing in New York, right? A whole bunch of people from all across the world coming in, right? First day she got there, she like, babe, these girls are good. Like, these girls from the UK, they just, like, they're good. Their turns are perfect. Like, I don't know if I can compete with them because they always competing to do this little showcase, right? I was like, for one... She was, and no, this is how I got on. I got the story like that. She said, these girls are assholes. They just think they're better than everybody. I said, it's not the fact that they think they're better than everybody, but they're not going to just come in kissing the ass already. They're not going to just come in thinking, all right, we're all good. Let's just humble ourselves. They're going to try to separate themselves, to put themselves on top. They're not being the assholes. They just, that's what you got to do. Like, you can't come on to you can't come on the football field and just be quiet, like, and expect somebody to start you just because you're quiet and you run hard.
We're not talking about just football.
Mario I'm just giving an example.
Mario starts?
You know, look, Kawhi Leonard is?
Who?
Kawhi Leonard.
Who?
Kawhi Leonard. You don't say shit.
Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah. Kawhi Leonard. That guy.
You don't say shit.
You don't say shit. Bro, are you in Kawhi
Leonard?
You
can't
Leonard?
Even laugh.
Bro, are you with Kawhi Leonard all the time?
Bro, either way, though, bro.
Are you with Kawhi Leonard all the time?
No.
Are you with Kawhi Leonard?
No.
They also say he only drives a pickup, but he has a nice-ass Panamera, too.
It's because he do that shit low-key.
Mm-hmm.
He's a low-key thing. But he get what he want, right?
Yeah.
Bro, all I'm saying, you don't have to
you
know,
see Kawhi Leonard
to flaunt it, yo.
Bro, if you know you got it, right, I just don't feel like
that's what
you're
saying. You don't need to flaunt it, but have confidence.
But look, but you don't need to flaunt it when you get it. But how are you going to get it? You can't get it by being quiet, bro.
What do you mean by being quiet?
You can't get it by being relaxed, being okay with just being...
Being okay,
mediocre, bro. You can't.
Obviously, you gotta be ambitious.
Give
you gotta go for it.
Give me a situation.
Hey, you can be quiet and not relaxed.
Yeah.
Bro, give me a situation. Like,
you can be ambitious. Bro. You talking about being ambitious, yo?
A quiet person can be an aggressive person.
I don't know what y'all don't see, but it's like, you gotta have a hustle about yourself. Like, you gotta have. In order to get somewhere, you gotta get nitty and gritty.
You do.
Have to get nitty and gritty.
I feel you, but you gotta
look at Meek Mill. You like Meek Mill,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Meek Mill fucking had to get nitty and gritty in Philly.
Yeah,
it's still coming back to him because he had to get nitty and gritty. Now he got all this money and all that. They want to take everything from him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now he on broadcasting shows trying to uplift Black Americans, telling you that. You don't need to be quiet because you're Black. Use your voice. Let everybody know you're in the building.
Yeah, this nigga got.
Yo.
He got real racial issues, bro.
Yeah, I know
he
how always racial issues.
He always bring that shit.
I just gave you an example.
Mario, he always go to that, right?
Yeah. I'm just giving you an example of Meek Mill.
But you brought this shit there. We talking at GCP, but I took the race.
I know, nigga. I ain't got no.
Yo, even this morning, he was like, first of all, these pigs
are all
white.
Colors, but I'm not racist.
Remember this morning, he was like, first of all, these pigs are white. No. I ain't saying you racist, but you
I'm not racist, bro. Like, my godparents white, bro.
Yeah, that's your standing ground.
Teresa, bro.
Am I what you about to say?
That ass.
Like, I ain't got 43%.
I'm gonna just say, like, yeah, bro, like, if I'm in a job situation, bro, like, yeah, I know where I want to go, bro. I'm gonna, like, yeah, so I'm not gonna be all
loud to get in that job
situation. What you mean? I'm gonna work harder than the next person.
Yeah, exactly. You work harder than the next person.
Like, what else are you gonna say,
bro? Do you know how many people work hard in America that still don't got shit?
Because they're quiet?
Yeah. Do you know how many people work hard in America just and they don't got shit?
So
he really believe that shit.
Bro, you don't have to. You can be subtle, bro, and still get the job done.
That's what
bro.
I'm saying.
You
know, like, I'm about to murk y'all right here. Hold on.
Damn.
How many kids are working hard right now to get a diploma? Okay. But just everyone. How many kids are working hard right now to get a diploma? How many kids? Listen. How many kids are losing sleep to get this diploma?
All of them, I guess.
How many universities are there? You know that? Google that.
I'm not Googling that shit.
All right, listen. Let's figure out how many universities there are. Let's figure out how many kids are graduating from the universities.
How many kids overall are graduating?
I ain't really into politics, but we always talk about we need more jobs in America. So how many of these motherfuckers getting jobs? How many of these motherfuckers going to beat people out of their jobs? What's going to separate you? Your degree, this piece of paper, you're going to just walk in there and be like...
Your degree, your personality.
You're going to walk in there and be like, excuse me, Bundu, you see my degree? I got it from Shannon Durden.
But why are you automatically...
I'm better than you.
How you know...
You can't be walking up in the building, I'm the best, everybody else is
how you know every employer is going to gravitate to a loud person?
Y'all just said, working hard and all this, you're going to get to the top. Everybody's working hard, Bundu. We all try to get a piece of paper.
I agree. But the person will be
what's going to separate us?
But look,
we all
talking loud?
Bundu got the what the fuck face, y'all. Being mediocre.
I'm aggressive as fuck, nigga. I just don't say shit to niggas because they don't even know what the fuck I'm on, nigga. We know what you want.
Silence, not violence.
I'm gonna go back to some racist shit.
Yeah, niggas is white.
Some racist shit. Why your parents always tell you you gotta do a step more? Why your parents always tell you because you're black?
This nigga think just because we black, we gotta talk.
Yes, you do have to talk.
Hey, I did hear that.
And that's just the...
Yes!
You have to talk. I was told.
You don't have to talk loud.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You have to talk. That's all I'm getting at. You have to talk. Just can't sell yourself by being and just knowing you're a great person. You have to show that person you're a great person.
Bro, we're not talking about that, though.
We are talking about that.
Nigga, we won't talk about no damn race shit.
Yeah, we
won't even say nothing about race shit.
Hey, you making it seem like you wanted to be narcissistic.
Yes, bro.
In a way, I do.
It's a big word.
No.
In a day, I do.
No.
Narcissistic. I need y'all to be a little bit narcissistic.
I don't need to be.
People, because...
I feel what you're saying, but you know what I mean? That's
like I've said before, nobody...
I'm accomplishing...
If you don't believe in yourself, nobody's going to believe in you. You can walk in there knowing you know the job, but...
21
If you don't believe you know the job, how do you expect that man across from you to know you...
To believe me, you feel me? Hold on, Jordan. Hold on, Jordan. You can do that in a million different ways, my bro.
No, but like, what if you show all that confidence and then nothing happens? You go through all that effort and then nothing happens.
And then no one's gonna believe
what
you.
What if that person is turned off by your confidence?
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm not hiring nobody that be.
Never in my life has ever been something like you're too confident about anything. Never. I can always be.
Yeah, that's not gonna say that, but. They can be turned off about it.
That's not a thing. Because in your era, they see that
you're people get inspired by confidence. You can be confident, but they might take it at something else.
Well, go back to what you said. I don't want to cut you off.
I want to see what you have to say.
Say it again.
He's a good person. But what if you go through all like you show all the confidence and everything? They just go, I don't like that. I like somebody else. But you're showing confidence and they're not. They're showing that you know everything and they're just being quiet and they get in. How do you feel about
that?
Like,
person just, that the employer just.
You can relate to football or anything too.
There's a difference between being confident and being arrogant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
To answer your question, put it towards a sports side.
Not even sports. I don't want to go to sports. To answer your question, the answer to that is life. Life gonna knock you down, but it's how many times you get up with that. You feel me? So if he turn you away, go to the next one. Yeah. Do the same thing. You see the Pursuit of Happiness? Yeah. Eric Gardner? Yeah. You see how many times they turned him down? He went in there with paint on his face. Paint on his face.
You watch that movie?
That's what's inspiring. Sometimes it's you.
Like sometimes you need to change.
You don't need to change. Don't ever let nobody tell you.
You have to evolve as a human being.
Sometimes you do need to change. Person who can adapt the most will survive,
Just like that.
You can be strong.
Don't change who you are. Just like this world is accepting people changing their genders and all that.
Adapt the most.
If you want to be bundu with the pick in your head,
social Darwinism.
And you go to a job interview with a pick in your head, be bundled with a pick in your head. Eventually, you will get to somebody that like bundled with a pick in his head.
Fuck that shit. You can be bundled with a pick in your head in your fucking house. But when you try to go get that shit, nigga, you like, oh,
go ahead and change.
Whatever you do, go ahead and change.
Shape that shit up and everything.
Hey, that's a good mesh.
You can't be. Don't change for nobody. Change for your situation.
We might laugh, joke, and play,
but don't change for nobody.
For example, you got dreads, right? When you go to like interview something, you make sure your shit is neat, right?
Appreciate that.
But like I know some people who have goes to a job interview, you got fucked up and they don't get it because it's not neat.
Exactly.
Because like even my hair right now, look at it. I would never go to a job interview with this shit, ashed up and everything. I'm not saying. Oh, they have to like
you. Somebody gonna like you.
What?
People travel this world every day trying to figure out who they are, trying to figure out where they gonna land at in life. And there's some people that change.
I feel you. But don't say a nigga's not hungry or aggressive just because he don't talk much, bro.
I think everyone has their own view, so you can't just. Yeah. It's an argument no matter what, because he has his own whatever is political, whatever you think it is, so it doesn't make a difference.
I just think you gotta, if you want something, you gotta but if go you, get it. Yeah. I feel like but you gotta let motherfuckers know you want that shit.
Example. Look, give me something that you want. What? Give me something that you want.
Don't tell us what you want.
I ain't gonna tell you
what
you
want. All right, give me something that's fake that you want.
Something that's fake that I want.
All right.
I can't tell you something fake that I want.
Like
you trying to own a restaurant.
One thing I do want. I ain't gonna bullshit y'all. I want a challenger, bro.
I want a challenger or a Dodge.
I put myself in a position to get a Dodge Challenger. I told my dad. Listen, y'all, ask your question before you answer.
Bro, I'm gonna forget my question.
Listen, let's talk. All right, go ahead.
All right.
I want a Dodge Challenger.
You about to go in on my snap.
All right. I got you. I want a Dodge Challenger.
All right. Now tell me something that you dislike.
What?
Tell me something that you dislike doing.
I dislike
something
them.
That you don't like doing. Conforming to white niggas.
I like reading. I don't like reading.
All right. So if I told you you have to read every day for 2 years straight, can't miss a beat, no nothing. After them 2 years, you can get the Dodge Challenger for free, nothing. And every time you want a new one, you get the newest model. Can you do that? What'd you do?
I'm gonna read.
But you just changed. Did you not just change this now? You're like, I don't like reading.
No.
Look. What? You just changed yourself order for you to do
would that challenge.
Would you
change for that challenger, bro? Come on.
What?
Would you change? Would you start reading? What do you say? Yeah, read every day for a year.
For every 2 years.
Every day.
Yeah, for 2 years. And then after he gets that first challenge, he gets a newer one. Every single time he comes up,
like, who's logging me?
But would you do?
I would find a way to beat the system.
Bro, all I'm saying, you have to do it. Like, I have somebody watching 24/7. When you go piss, shit, eat.
And you gotta read out loud, too.
No. To answer your question, right now, somebody told me to. Right now, somebody told me to read, and they was gonna give me a card, and yeah, I'd do it.
But look,
I'm a hypocrite. I'm a hypocrite because.
I feel what you're saying, though.
At the end of the day, I would look at it. I'll be like, that's great. It'll take me a while to look at it and be like, yeah, that's great. They'll get it to me for free.
So you guys
but They giving it to me. They handing out free cars all the time, but who's gonna pay the insurance on this?
Bro, they take care of everything.
No, you ain't said that at first. Don't change it now. You're changing.
Okay, whatever.
Either way, you will change to get what you want. Let me answer it right now.
You adapted to your situation to get what you want.
I just told you to take me a while to realize it's always something that comes.
You still change, bro. No matter what, you still change.
Listen, hold on. But with that simple equation he gave, would you? If you read for 2 years straight, you get the chance.
It depends on the situation I'm in.
Like, what do you read?
If I already have a car, listen.
You're reading your everyday life, so that's not just common sense.
All right, so you want me to say my everyday life right now? I thought we were just hypothetical.
I mean, that's what I was talking about. You want me to answer it from right now?
If somebody told me to read and get a Dodge Challenger, I'll tell them go eat it.
Aren't you reading now to get that Dodge Challenger? You in school?
So you would not read for 2 years.
You ain't let me get to, because I'm on the path to get my Challenger now. You ain't let me get to that. We talking about real life shit, yes or no?
No.
I don't want to hypothetically speak, because hypothetically, I can go rob a motherfucker and get the Charger.
Jeez, bro.
You feel me?
All right, so let me talk to you. You're a black person.
Let me talk to you right now.
Yes, I am a black person. I ain't gonna change. I ain't gonna be white.
What the fuck you want? What? All right, so look. I'm on the path to get my challenger now. You know why? Because I told my dad. I said, Dad,
I'm the
first
way.
First of all, let me put this out there. I'm the first person in my family to go to college. You feel me? Let me put that out there. So I told my dad, like, look, Dad. If I graduate college, will you buy me a new car? He's like, hell yeah, so any car you want, any car on the lot, brand new, no miles, one Charger. Graduate. So 4 years, I will have that Charger. I don't need it right now. I got a nice car right now. I got an Infiniti. I'm good. G35. All right. Sound good going down the road. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody was to give me that deal right now, I'll be letting my dad down.
Shut up, you was hypothetically speaking.
I'm telling you, somebody gave me that deal right now, I wouldn't take it, because I'd be letting my parents down, I'd be letting myself down, because that means this college degree don't mean shit. It just means a Dodge Challenger. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the first person to go to college in my family. I want a degree more than I want that car. If I get a degree, I can get the car and all and everything more. You feel me? That's what I'm saying. That's what I was getting to. I don't want to. We can hypothetically and what if all fucking day on this show. You feel me? But real life.
So you're saying you wouldn't adapt for the Challenger?
I wouldn't sell out like that. That's a sellout. It is selling out. Somebody come to you like for a sweet deal. If you read this, I'll give you this.
We're not talking about. He just.
How did that sell out? You recognize the opportunity.
Did we not just, hypothetically speak, if somebody made me read something, I would get a card? Did we not just do that?
Yes. Yeah. You just did that.
What are you buying into what they saying? That's just like every day we walk in the student center.
That might be an opportunity.
That's like every day we walk in the student center, they got these posters up, but they got something sweet. They got Dunkin' Donuts. They got Skittles. If you take this survey, you can get this. But you gotta do something before you get the prize. Okay,
yeah,
that's selling out.
That's like working. You gotta go to work before you get paid.
This motherfucker don't know how to stay on topic. He's not gonna be excelling at nobody's job.
He's trying to see if you would adapt to a situation
no.
and get what you want.
You just want to do what you're doing to get what you want.
This is why I'm going to be so fucking rich.
Bet. Because niggas like Jordan? Because niggas like Jordan?
Hell yeah. Like Jordan.
Niggas like me. If I can't get it, I know somebody that can help me get it. And I'm going to talk to people.
I don't know nobody.
You gonna hit me up? I got you. That's where you gonna fuck up. You're not relying on nobody.
Because
if somebody, look, you can read the Bible. You gonna need somebody.
I'm not saying.
You gonna need somebody.
I do need somebody.
You gonna need somebody.
But I'm not gonna use somebody that's like, okay, I have to have them.
That's called networking.
Of course, you gotta network.
Shout out to him.
I believe in networking.
Men's United.
But at the end of the day, you still gotta. You're your number one.
Yeah, you're not gonna put your all into.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Put your all into it, but networking.
Yeah, I believe in networking.
You don't believe in networking. You just say you don't need a motherfucker with anything. Did you not just say that?
No, he said he's not just gonna.
What did he say the first time, bro?
I said he's not gonna rely on anybody.
That means you're never gonna rely on nobody.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not gonna.
You're not gonna rely on anybody.
Nigga, I'm trying to say that I'm not gonna put my all into somebody. I believe you have to network to survive in this world.
I'm not gonna make angry. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
You know what he means, though.
I don't know what he means. I don't know.
You have to make.
He's not gonna put it in
the world. Can I explain it? I'm trying to explain it. Damn. What I'm trying to say is,
you know what that means.
I'm not gonna put
you say you're not gonna rely on somebody. That means you're just gonna try to get it as much as you can by yourself.
Didn't you tell me your mom just went and got it to get it for you earlier today?
Damn straight.
Because at the end of the day, somebody after I leave here, I'm about to go to Caleb's house and fucking study.
Mom has
that has nothing to do with anybody else besides me.
One man named Arden. Her mom, my mom, is talking to him every day, trying.
She didn't try it by herself. She had help.
I never said nothing was wrong with networking.
That's a figure of speech.
Are you just sticking on the first statement? Can I?
It's a figure of speech.
I was sold on your first impression.
Listen, man, right here.
You know what he mean by that. He's not gonna.
I don't know shit, me. I don't know enough.
That's fine.
I'm ignorant.
Stop being ignorant.
I'll be ignorant.
No,
I won't change. Have I changed since y'all met me?
He a whole nigga, yeah.
Have I changed since y'all met me?
This nigga a whole nigga, yeah.
Look,
are you right?
Hey, look, when I meet you in the future, watch, you're actually gonna be changing for real.
You gotta evolve, son.
Bad money.
Hey, look, he said, I refuse.
Look.
And Jody, you're not gonna change?
Hey, what's today?
10/11.
All right. 10/11.
What am I changing
Mario
for?
Mario Wisdom to Jordan.
Hey, look. He's not going to change. Don't say he's going to change.
No,
like he's
going to
be
for our future. $500.
Look, he's going to adapt to whatever he's going through. Jordan, right, Jordan? Hey, Jordan, you're going to adapt to whatever you're going through, right?
I'm not changing.
He said he's not changing.
Like,
adapting is changing.
If I was to change, I'd have been changing.
All right, fool.
772.
Mario's Uncle Tom.
Just because y'all don't be the niggas out of me, don't mean Uncle Tom.
Man, show you ain't no nigga.